We begin the current daf and says b'metzia daf ein ches. We begin in the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues in the related theme from the previous daf. That is, the Gemara differentiated and said that if someone doesn't pay up the full amount of what the item was being sold for, then, especially if the seller is being ayel v'nafik, he's chasing after the buyer to say, hey, you didn't pay me up all the money yet, even if it's only one zuz, then he hasn't acquired it yet, because it's indicative from the behavior of the seller that he was pressed for money and that's why he sold it. And until he gets every last bit of money from the buyer, it's not considered sold, and therefore they could back out. Whereas the Gemara ended off on the top of this Amud by saying, but if he's selling the field because of Ra'asa, because it's an inferior field, then even if he's running after him trying to get the money, it's not because he's showing that it was because of the money. To the contrary, he wanted to get rid of the field and he wanted to collect all of it before the buyer realizes how bad it is, and he would back out. And therefore, in such a case, even if all the money was not paid up to the seller, he wouldn't be able to back out. So on that theme, the Gemara continues and says, Pshita. It's obvious in the situation of, let's say someone needed 100 zuz. He needed money, cash, to be able to buy stuff. Now he wanted to sell a small field of his, which was worth 100 zuz, because that's all the amount of money he needed. He didn't want to sell all his properties. He needed 100 zuz, so he wanted to sell a property worth 100 zuz to get cash. Now, v'layashkech, however, he didn't find buyers for just a field worth 100 zuz. So, v'zavin, so he sold a bigger field of his, but mesayim that was worth 200. For that, he was able to find a buyer. Now, v'ka'ayil v'nafik azuzay, now he's chasing after the buyer to get every bit of money out of him, and the buyer wasn't paying up all the amount. Says the Gemara, loikani. So then the buyer has not acquired it yet, because here in this situation, we testify that obviously that the seller needed even more than 100. In other words, even though really you could say, wait a second, you sold me a field worth 200. You only needed $100. We know because you tried selling a field worth 100 first. You couldn't find the buyer. So I paid you 125, I owe you another 75. Then I should have acquired already, because you got really the money that you needed. That says the Gemara, no, that he could tell him, the reason why I'm chasing after you for the money is because I wanted to buy another small field. Once I was selling something for 200, then I decided, you know what, I don't want just 100, I actually want $200. And therefore, the buyer has not acquired it, and the seller would be able to back out until he has all the money. Ella, but however, says the Gemara, the question would be in the following case. Again, the same starting point, where he wanted to sell a field worth 100, but he didn't find buyers right away. But, v'itarach, says the Gemara, if he would really have put in a lot of effort to really chase after buyers, advertisements and marketing and networking, havamashkech, then he would have found a buyer for his small field of which he wanted to sell for 100. But, v'itarach, it was hard for him to put in the effort. And therefore, instead of putting in the effort, b'zavin, rather he sold a big field worth b'mesayim that was worth for 200. So he sold this field for 200. B'ka'al v'nafik azuzi, now he's chasing after the buyer who bought the field worth 200, but he didn't pay him all the money yet, and he was chasing after him to get every last penny out of him. That was the Gemara's question, why would the halacha be in that situation? Do we say k'meicher sadeim emnei ra'asa dami? Do we say that this is similar to the case that we ended off in the previous daf, where he's selling it not and even chasing after the money, not because he only sold it for the duress, for the situation of that he needed the money. Rather, it's because he didn't want the field anymore. So he wanted to make sure he gets every penny, not that it shouldn't be sold, because it's gone. I hope you keep this, Mr. Buyer. I just want to get every penny before you back out. So do we say the same thing over here? That it's only because of the effort that was necessary to go finding buyers that he wasn't interested in putting the effort, and he was willing to sell this field, even though he wasn't pressed for the money. So obviously it's because he didn't care so much about this field that's why he was selling it. And therefore, even though he's chasing it for money, that's not indicative that because he needed every penny, it's just he wants to make sure he gets it before the guy backs out. Or do we say that no, that even though he could have found a buyer, it's not indicative that he doesn't and he's just easily selling this other one, that means he doesn't care about it. Maybe it means that he really still does if he's chasing after the guy for the money for every penny, and therefore if the guy didn't pay it, then he could still back out. And that says the Gemara, take it, let it stand. It's not clear what would be in that situation. Would that be such a big indicator that he was a little bit lazy of going after the extra mile to sell the 100 Zuz field, and he doesn't, and he still sells the 200, and then he's chasing after the money, how would we define that as a sadam neira asa, and therefore it is acquired even though not all the money is given? Or that no, from the fact that he's chasing after the guy, it means that he really wanted it for the money, and therefore, like in the previous case, when he could not have found, even with effort, and therefore it would not be acquired until he gets every penny. Nothing more says let it stand, it's not clear that answer. So the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of our previous Mishnah that said, Sachar esachamar besakader v'chulu. If someone hired a donkey driver or a wagon driver to do the delivery for him, and they backed out, and it's going to be a big loss because the chasna is not going to have the musician now, or the levayo, or his flax is going to get ruined. So that the Mishnah said, Seichar alein oimatin. So what he could do is, he could either hire other workers at their expense, or he could fool them by saying, you know what, guys, I know I only was going to pay you one, I'm going to pay you double now, two slum. On that, he could do that and really only pay them what he was promised them originally, and just he just needs to get them to do the work. Now, that the Gemara asks, Ad kama seich alein, until how much could he hire other workers that's going to cause a loss, meaning at the expense of the original workers who backed out on him? So Rav Nachman says, Ad kedei secharin, up until the amount of their pay. In other words, if they already had started doing the work and they didn't get paid yet, so now he could go ahead and hire other workers who, what he has to pay them now, and he could take from what he was going to have, what he already owed the original workers, and he could add it on to the pay that he's going to give for the new workers for them to conclude the work. So in other words, it can't be more money than what he owes them, but let's say he owes them already $100 out of the $1,000 of the job, he could take at their expense that $100, what he was owing them, and give it to the new workers. Now, on that, Esver Rav Rav Nachman, Rav asked on Rav Nachman's interpretation for the following brisa that we quote on Daf Ayin Vav, that says, Ad arbam chamishim zuz, that you could hire other workers at their expense up till 40, 50 zuz. So how are you saying it's only up until the work that they did? So Amalei, so that Rav Nachman responded, he says, Kitanya, when did we learn that brisa? That's only shebasa chavela liyadai. That's if, for some reason, the owner has a lot of their tools. For example, a lot of times craftsmen who accept a job, they bring all their tools to the house of the homeowner. If they left their tools there and they backed out and they left their saw and they left all these different things, then they could go ahead and take those items and use it towards the expenses that's going to cost them to hire the new workers. But if they didn't leave their tools, then it's like Rav Nachman said, only up until the amount that he owes them, he can't go ahead and expend more money on the workers that he's going to have to actually take from them stuff. What he has already from them, whether it be the tools or whether it be what he owes them, that he could use for the expenses of the new workers because they had backed out on him. Now the Gemara continues to the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of this parak regarding Haseicher, regarding renting something, whether it be a worker or whether it be, as in this Mishnah's case, an animal. Haseicher es hachamor lo'elicha bahar. Someone hires a donkey, meaning he rents a donkey, to travel with it. That's what they wrote. They said, well, you're taking this donkey. We want to know for insurance policies. So he says he's taking it for up to the mountain. Now, so although the terms of the contract were to rent it for the mountain, he takes it into the valley. Or the other way around, he had contracted he's going to rent the donkey for a valley, and he took it up to a mountain. Now, this is to the top of the mountain. And now, in spite of the fact that on that part of the mountain, it's smooth and straight, and moreover, even if both the mountain and the valley were both the same distance of 10 mil, but umesa, and then the animal, the donkey, dies, says the Mishnah Chayv, so then he's going to be liable for the breach and the change of the contract. Now, the Gemara will explain, why is it over here in this Reisha that the Mishnah doesn't differentiate when you switch from the location of the mountain to the valley or the valley to the mountain, that how it dies, it doesn't make a difference if it slipped and it died or it got overheated and it died. Whereas the next case we're going to see in the Mishnah differentiates regarding if you change from the mountain to the valley in regards to how it died if you're going to be Chayv Apatzer. So the Gemara will address that. So the Mishnah then goes on and says, the same case, if someone rented a donkey to take it on the mountain, and instead he took it in the valley. So the Mishnah differentiates. In hechlika potter, if it slipped and therefore that's how it got injured, so then the renter is going to be exempt. The reason for that is because if he contracted that he could take the donkey up to a mountain, the mountain is more slippery because it has angled and it has slopes, where it could definitely slip much more easier than the valley. So if what ended up happening that it slipped, that for sure is not a liability on the part of the renter, because he was even able to take it on the mountain. But v'mhucha mochayiv. But if it died because it overheated, then he is liable, because in the valley there's more humidity, than it is on the top of the mountain, because in the mountain, you have the fresh air. But in the valley, you have the mountain surrounding it, which doesn't allow so much air to get in there. So if that's what it died, that is something that you didn't have permission for, then you chayiv. Let's say lelicha bebikur belicha bahar. Let's say he had it contracted to take the donkey into the valley, and instead he took it to a mountain. So imech lika chayiv. If it slipped and that's how it got injured, then he's liable because I never let you go to the mountain. The mountain is more slippery. We only contracted for the valley. But vimhucham apater. But if it died from overheating, then he's exempt. Because if he was allowed to even take it into the valley, which is way more humid and hot than on top of the mountain, so if it died from overheating, for sure it would have died in the valley, and therefore there's no liability of taking it on top of the mountain. But, says the Mishnah, imachmas hamala, if let's say overheated because of the journey up the hill, where that's a lot of effort and exerted, and therefore overheated, then chayiv, then he's going to be liable, because taking it up the cliff on top of the mountain is what caused it to overheat, and that is a deviation from the contract where he was only supposed to take it in the valley, and by taking it up to the mountain, which wasn't part of the contract, although regular overheating is not a problem, but if it overheated because of the exertion of going up, then he's going to be chayiv. Now the Mishnah says, Hasecha eschecha mori v'hevrika, related halacha, again regarding renting a donkey, someone rents a donkey v'hevrika, and they won't explain what that is, oishenasis angarya, or if it was taken by in the service of the king. At times, the government would just possess someone's object, if they're in this case, their donkey, to use it for the service of the king. So in either one of these two situations, oimer loy, the owner could tell the renter, harei shalcha lefanecha, behold, what is yours is in front of you. In other words, this donkey that I leased to you, and now it became blind, which is one interpretation of avrika, it's your mazel, as much as it's my mazel, and therefore you got to go ahead and put in the extra effort, and you're going to have to try to direct it, albeit that it's blind, but you got to work with what you have. So too, if let's say it was taken in the service of the king, so you got to wait until they return it to you, because it's also your mazel that caused it, and therefore we're both going to have a loss here. But it's not my loss. It's so too, it's your mazel that, go ahead, figure that the government's going to pick you to take your donkey. You rented it, that's your loss. It's your mazel. The way the constellations worked it out, that you should have exactly this type of situation, and it's not just my problem. Now, that's only been something that causes a challenge or a difficulty, where it's going to take time till you get it back, or it's going to just be blind. But says the Mishnah, if mesa e nishbra, if let's say it died or if it broke, so then it's a total loss of all his money that he had rented for the donkey. Now he can't use it at all. It's not like when it's blind or when it just was repossessed for some time where he'll get to use it, albeit not optimally. But here he can't use it at all. Then the Mishnah says that chayiv, then the owner is liable to sell the hide and the dead animal carcass of this donkey to the dogs, and then to use that money and add on more of his own funds, lahamid lechamor, to go ahead and provide for him another donkey, or to rent for him another donkey with the value of the dead animal carcass, because this donkey, this owner had committed to providing for him a donkey. So either give him a donkey, or you got to give him back the money of the rental. But this is a situation where you didn't provide for him what he needed. If it's something that it just becomes blind, or if it was taken into the government's possession, then he could say, Harei shalcha lefanecha. Now the Gemara goes to ask the question, the opening case of the Mishnah, which we had alluded to in the Mishnah, Maishna reish lekamathlik. Why is it different, the opening case of the Mishnah, which doesn't differentiate between when you switched from a mountain to a valley? It doesn't make a difference how it died. It sounds like you're always going to be chayiv. Then why is the sefer, the next case, which says the same exact case of deviating from mountain to valley, or valley to mountain, that there is a difference depending if it died through slipping or through overheating? So the Gemara gives a few different approaches. Ami de Ber Bianai, Reisha, the first case of the Mishnah, didn't die neither from slipping or from overheating. It just died by itself. Now, that's why the opening case of the Mishnah was saying, since the renter deviated from the contract, so the owner could tell him, the only reason why it died was because Shemesa Machmas Aver. It died because the animal wasn't accustomed to the climate, to the air of this area. Where, Damina, we could say, when it switched from the valley to the mountain, that Avir Dahar Katla, that it was the air of the mountain that was harsh for it, and there was a lot of more air pressure on the mountain. And since it wasn't accustomed to that air, that's why the air in the mountain is what killed it. And so too, if let's say it switched from the mountain to the valley, it wasn't accustomed to the air in the valley, and that was harsh for it. And Vamrin, the Navir de Bekakata, we could say that the air of the valley killed it, and therefore, since it just died by itself, the owner has a right to say it was because of your change that's what killed it. So yeah, therefore it doesn't make a difference because it's not about slipping or overheating, it just died. A second approach, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Omer, he says, Kugin Shemesa Machmas Uvtsina. It's talking about where the animal died because of wear and tear from the load that it was carrying. Now, if he had taken it onto a mountain, the owner could tell him, yeah, you know what? You wore it out by taking it all the way up that cliff to the top of the mountain. That's what wore it out in the beginning. Now, that's why later on it just died and plotzed from exhaustion. But that's only because, even though when it died from exhaustion, it was going on a smooth road, but that's because originally you had worn it out by taking it up to the top of the mountain. Or let's say he went and he changed from the mountain to take it into a valley. So although we don't see now that it's perspiring and that it's dying because it's overheating, and it's not even such a hot day to say that it overheated, but still you could say that had it gone onto the mountain, then the fresh mountain air would have revitalized it, would have given the energy, it wouldn't have gotten worn out from what it's carrying. But since you change it to the valley where there's no fresh air and it's so humid, so therefore that sapped it from its energy, and that's why it got worn out, and that's why it died. So although it dies from exhaustion, which seemingly that has no difference between the mountain or the valley, it does because of the pre-existing conditions that made it more vulnerable to exhaustion, and that's why it doesn't make a difference, the mountain or the valley, when you switch, because it's not talking about hochlaka or hochama, it's talking about die from exhaustion. Third approach, Rabbah, he says, even kugon shekish nachash, even if it died because a snake bit it, where just the fact that you switched locations is enough of a creation of a liability that something like a snake, where it's punked in this place that it killed it, where some Rishonim explained of tchilasa b'pshiv asayfa ba'inus, although it's an inus, but you switched locations, that's a negligence. Therefore, even for that, you'd be chayiv if it died in that other location. Fourth approach, Rabbi Rabbah, Rabbi Yechon, he says, Hamani, says, who's the Tana of the Reish of the Mishnah that, you're right, doesn't differentiate? Is Remeir, the Amar, it's Remeir who he says, Kalamavra al Dasha Balabais, whoever deviates from the intention of the owner, where in this case you only rented it for the mountain or the valley and you switched, then as you continue to Medbe, he's Nikogazin, so he's called a robber. And therefore, from the moment that he switches locations, you start going in the wrong route that you had rented it for, then it's already considered in his domain to be liable for all einsin. And therefore, you're right, it doesn't make a difference how it dies, you're going to be chayiv. Even if it dies something that would have died in that other place, it doesn't make a difference. You're already a gazan, you took it where I didn't let you take it. Whereas the sefer is going like the Rabbanan, who they don't hold that you're called a gazan immediately, and therefore it depends how you died. If the animal died in a way that it would not have died in the other location, then you're chayv. If it died in a way that it would for sure have died in another place, then you're potter. Now, this fourth approach, the Gemara asks, Sahei Remeir. Which Remeir are you referring to that he's quoted as saying that once you deviate from anything that the contract had said from the owner, then you automatically consider gazan and you're chayv an ol einsin. So the Gemara says, Ilim Remeir ditzava, if you think it's Remeir in the halacha of the dyer, it's not like we learned the Mishnah Masechet Baba Kama. If someone gives wool to a dyer, that was their profession, they would dye the wool, and they asked them to dye it red. Now, v'tzavay shachar, and they deviated from the contract, and they dyed it black, or shachar v'tzavay adam, he asked them to dye it black, he dyed it red. So Remeir says, when the dyer has to compensate him for the loss, because you didn't do what I asked you to do, he pays him just the value of the wool, how much the wool that's clean, that's white, would be sold in the marketplace, not how much this more increased value, because obviously when you dye something, it has more value. It doesn't give him that amount. The reason for that is because the moment he dyed it a different color, right away in the beginning, he already acquired it as a goslin to pay how much it was worth when he stole it, which was the moment he deviated from the contract. So therefore, he has to give him back only the wool itself, that value. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, he says he disagrees. Says no, he has not acquired it as a goslin. Rather, he says that the dyer who deviated gets the lower hand. In other words, if the increased value of this wool right now that it's dyed, ooh, beautiful purple, a beautiful red, and its value is more than how much the expenses were, so then you only give the craftsman, you give the dyer only the amount of how much the expenses were, how much he had to pay for the wood and for the different dyes, but you don't pay him the full work that he had put in. Or vima yitzia ser al hashvach, if actually the expenses were more than how much the value of the object went up in price, then nisan lo yaseh shvach, then you give him only what it went up in price, you give him the lower of the two. But either way, what we see from that Mishnah is that Remeir says that once you deviate from the contract, right away you become a gazan. So we see that that's his opinion to explain the Resha of our Mishnah, that if you switch anything from what the owner told you, you call the gazan. So now the Gemara says, Mimai, from how would you bring a proof from that Mishnah? Dilmashan nihasa, maybe there it's different. The kanya b'shinu maisum, because there the dyer, the tava, acquires it because he made a change in the object what it originally was. It was originally a white piece of wool, and now it's suddenly red or black. So you could say, as there is such an opinion, Baba Kama on Tzadik Gimel and Beis, that it's the shinoi by just changing something that creates an acquisition. But by the case of the donkey didn't change anything by when he changed the root. He didn't do like the Balabais told him, but he didn't affect the change in the donkey itself. And therefore, who said that there would be Kinyan Gezela to be Chayiv in 19 no matter what ends up happening? Can't prove it from that Remeir over there, because there it's when you create a change in the object itself. Then you become a Gazan because the Shin is being Koine for you as Kinyan Gezela. But here where you're not changing anything in the donkey, maybe you're not going to be Chayiv as a Gazan to be Chayiv in all 19. So El Rather says the Gemara, Ha Remeir de Magvis Purim. Rather, it's the which Remeir we're referring to, the Remeir that talks about the collection of monies for the mitzvah of Purim for the poor people. Matanis love yainim. So it's kind of like learning a brisa. Magvis Purim, the money that the gabbai, that the charity collector collects from the people of the city to give it out for the poor people for the sudas Purim, for the Purim suda, le Purim, all those monies have to be given to the poor people for Purim. Now, magvis se'ir lo e'se'ir. And so too, if you collected it from that city, it goes for the poor people of that city. But, although we're very precise in regarding that the monies have to be used only for the Purim Suda, but the Imadaktikim Badab. But we're not so precise to say, okay, it's enough for the poor people to have less, and the excess money we'll put into the charity box to have for other charity purposes. No. Avalekhinis Agolim, they take all the money and they buy with them calves, they buy good meat. Vishaykhitin, Va'ichlamaisan, they slaughter them and they eat them as much as all the money that they got in. Now, Vahamaisir, then the excess, which they weren't able to eat all that meat on Purim, then they sell the meat, and yipul kisra shel tzedakah, and then that leftovers from the meals, then they'll put that into the charity box, and then they'll use it for other charity purposes. But originally, all of it has to be used for the Purim Suda. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, he says, magvis Purim lepurim. Yes, like the Tanna Kama said, all the money that's collected for Purim has to be used for Purim. But moreover, he's even more stringent. He says, "Ve'ein ha'ani rishoy likach mehem," that the pauper is not allowed to buy with this poor money, ritzu l'sandali, even a shoe strap for his sandals, for his shoe. He has to use it only for the Purim Suda. Elam kin hisna b'maymen anshei ir, unless they made stipulations with the standing of the inhabitants of the city to say that you're allowed to use it for something else. If not, you have to use it only for what was contracted, what it was collected for, which is for the Purim Suda. That's the Rabbi Yaakov Sha'amash from Remeir. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov, which says in the name of Remeir, that this is what Rabbi Eliezer said. Now, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he was lenient. Doesn't have to be exactly precise as the other opinions are saying. But one thing we see is that Remeir is quoted as saying that you can't deviate even to buy a shoelace. You got to buy it only for what it was contracted for. So you see that if someone changes, you consider Gazlan from exactly what the Balabais, meaning what the people who had given the tzedakah, had given it for. So that thing where it says, no, Dilma Hasam Nami, maybe they're also, Da'adayt de Purim Hudiyavle. It's because the people who were giving their Matanas Labyanim was for the intention only of it being used for the Purim Suda. They didn't give it for the poor people to use for anything else, even if he needs a shoelace. Now, since it's not for that purpose that they gave it, so it comes out that you're right, that money, if it's not used for the Purim Suda, is still owned by the owners, except for what they use for the Suda's Purim. So therefore, yes, if you would switch, that would be considered Gizela. In contrast to the case of the donkey, where here it was rented for him, the donkey. Most definitely, it's considered in the renter's possession, even when he switches routes. It's just breaching a part of the contract. But you can't say it's the same thing as that case of the collection money for the Purim, where it's not only that you're deviating, it's not even your money. It's still the owner's money, because they only gave it for the intention of being used for the Purim Suda. So how could you prove from there to the case of the donkey to be chayiv and ol einzin as a gazan if he deviates from one part of the contract? Ella rather says the Gemara, Ha Remeir de Tanya. It's Remeir from the following Braisa. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Eimer Meshum Remeir. It says the name of Remeir that Hanoisin Dinner La'ani Likach Le'chalak. If someone gives a dinner, amount of money, to a poor person to buy a shirt for himself, here, buy yourself a shirt. Le'ikach Be'talas. So the pauper cannot go and buy a cloak with it. Or talis, leikich bechalik, if he gives him money, says, here, buy yourself a cloak, the pauper cannot go and buy himself a shirt. Why? Because he's deviating from the intention of the owner who had given the money. He gave for this, you can't switch it to anything else. So you see clearly, the mayor is saying that he can't switch it, he gave him the money, but you can't switch from whatever the owner says. If you are, you consider Goslin, like we're trying to explain for the halacha of our Mishnah. Now that the Gemara says, no. But Dilma Shani Hassan, maybe there it's different because the Asir Lemichshadei. Maybe the reason why the pauper is not allowed to switch is not because he can't deviate from what the owner tells him. It's in that case specific because then people are going to suspect the owner who had sworn and taken the promise and he didn't fulfill it. Because people heard him say, you know what, I feel so bad for that poor person. I promise I'm going to buy a cloak for that poor person. And then they're going to see that he didn't, because the Amar Inshi, people are going to say, oh, Amar Planya, that guy was saying, Zivnina le levusha le plini anya, I'm going to buy a shirt for that poor person. Nebuch, look at this guy. He has nothing. He tells his friends, I'm going to buy him a shirt. V'loy zavin le, and he didn't buy. No, he really did. He gave him the money. He says, he buys himself a shirt. And then he buys himself a cloak, and they see this guy still doesn't have a shirt. This guy's a liar. Now, maybe that's why he cannot deviate, only because of the suspicion that's going to arouse regarding the owner, not because you're not allowed to because you consider Gaza. No, it's because of Chashad. Or Inami, similarly in the other way, Zevnina le glima. He said, I'm going to buy him a cloak. But like Zavon, he didn't buy him a cloak because instead of buying a cloak, he bought himself a shirt. So maybe that's why in that case, but not because you're not allowed to deviate. And that the Gemara says no, because MK, and if that would be the case, and that would be the reason, listen to him in the HaChashad, then the Brisa should have said, Remeir should have said, the reason why the pauper cannot deviate is because of suspicion of the one who is donating it to him. Why does Reb Meir use the words? Because he's deviating from what the owner had told him. No, you can infer from there. The reason is because of deviating. And that's the reason, like we said, because whoever deviates from what the owner who is giving it to him told him is considered a gazan, and that was the fourth approach in the halacha of our Mishnah, where the owner tells the renter, look, you want to take this donkey, tell me where you're going. You want to go in the valley, let's write up a contract for the valley. You go to the mountain, you deviated, you consider a gazan. No matter what happens, you're chayv an old einzin like a gazan. And that's why you're chayv. Again, whereas the sefer that differentiated was because it was going like the Rabbanan who disagreed with Reb Meir, and they say that it depends, it would be only something that would not have died had it been in that original location. Now the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah that went into a related halacha regarding Hasecher Esachamar, if someone rents a donkey, Vivrika, and then it had Vivrika, so then the owner could tell the renter, look, Harishach Alefanecha, you know, this is the donkey you rented, you know, things happen, it's your mazel, it's still a donkey, you got to work with it. So ask the Gemara, my Vivrika, so Hachar Targimu, here in Bavel they translate it, it means Nohirisa, it means, like Rashi says, Mulya, it's like some type of a mole, like a type of a eye ailment where it's in the black of the eye where that it causes some type of a blindness. That's the ailment that the donkey has. So it's still a donkey, but it's just, it can't see. You would have to direct it. So it's harder work for you, the renter. But look, you know, I lease you a car. Something happens to it, it's still a car. Go ahead, deal with it. Rav Amar, he says it's avzekas. Avzekas is that worms had eaten up parts of the animal's leg, so it's weaker, it's not as sturdy, but it's still a donkey. Go ahead, you got to deal with it. He could say, HaRish L'chol L'fanecha. Now the Gemara brings a story related to this interpretation of it being Avzekes. Hahud Amaluhu, there was someone who told them, to the people, the guards of the king, Avzekes b'milk, the milsa de malka. He said, I saw a moth that was eating up the silks in the storehouse of the king. So that's this avzekes, where these worms, these moths that eat up things. So he said, I saw these moths eating up the silks in the storehouse of the king. So Amalei, they said to him, B'mai, which cloths was the moth eating up? B'tlai kesef, in the silver garments, which is a reference to linen, which looks silvery. Or b'tlai dahav, or in the golden garments, which is the wool garments, which are dyed red, that look golden. So Igadami, there are those who say that, but Tlei Kesef Amar, he said that it was in the silver garments, bekatlu, and they killed him. Because actually, moths do not eat up linen garments. Ikadarmi, those that say they betlay dahavam, that he said it was eating up the golden garments, bishavku, and they left him because they do eat up the woolen garments. Now, the second case that the Mishnah said that also has the same halacha as Vivrika is Oishanasis Angaria, or the government, the king, went and they possessed this animal to use it for the service of the king. And then Oimalai Risha Chalavanechas, they could say, look, you know, this is yours in front of you. This is what you rented. It's your mazel. You know, my fault. It's nothing to do with my car. My car is great. They went and they took it from you because eminent domain. Look, you got to deal with it. So, and that is machleik is how to qualify this halacha. Amar Rav, he says, Leishono el mangari chayzeres. We only learned this if it's the type of possession that the government takes for the king that will ultimately be returned. So then, okay, so you're losing part of the time of your lease, but it's still something you got to deal with. Aval angari she'ena chayzeres, but if it's one of those things when they repossess it and you're never getting it back, they just take it for the government. So then that's essentially like the case of the Mishnah that says if it's Mesa Nishbur, that if it died or if it broke, then the halacha is chayv l'hamad lo yichamar. Then, okay, I don't have your rented item anymore. It's done. So what am I supposed to do now? I rented from you something. Then he has to provide for him a new donkey. That's Rav's opinion. Shmuel Amar, he says, no, that's not the defining characteristic. He says, bein angari chayzeres or bein angari she'en chayzeres. Whether it's the type of that the government had possessed it, that they're going to give it back, or whether they're not going to give it back. That's not the defining. The finding is, in Bederech Halicha Nitla, if the government possessed it, when it was on the same road that he was traveling on, and then they go and they take it from him, and they travel on the same road, then Oymalah HaRishal Chalafanecha, then the owner could tell the renter, look, this is yours, it's in front of you. In other words, because you're traveling on the same route that they possessed from you, you got to go ahead and purchase for yourself another donkey and go ahead and travel with them, because the way the government does it is that they would take one person's donkey and the owner would have to follow after them. And whenever they find the next person's donkey, they would take from him his donkey and give back the first guy's donkey. And then it would continue. That's how the government would go, taking people's civilian donkeys up until they reach the next guy, and then they give back the first guy's stuff, and then the second guy has to travel after them. So the Brit tells him, look, it's also your mazel, because it was the traveling that you took that was in that same direction, so you got to go ahead, rent another donkey, go after it until they reach to the next donkey. Now, but v'imbo, v'lav b'derech halichasenet lo, but says Shmuel, if let's say they took for him in a road that he wasn't even going that way, so then it's not his mazel, because it wasn't because he happened to choose that way that now that caused it. So then, Shmuel, that's the halacha of chayv l'hamad l'chamar. Then the owner would have to provide for him a donkey, because then it's not his mazel. And then it's like, okay, what should I do? You know? And Shmuel doesn't differentiate if it's going to come back or not. He has to provide for him a new donkey. So on this interpretation of Shmuel, the Gemara asks Meisvei. The Gemara asks him the following b'risa. The b'risa says, Hasecha es hachamor, someone rents a donkey, v'evrika, which let's say it was said that the animal is blinded, or if it has the worms ate up its feet, or became mentally deranged. But again, in both of these cases, it's still fit to carry a load. It's just much harder. A crazy donkey or one that's blind, it still could work, and therefore you got to deal with it. So therefore it says, he tells him, look, this is yours in front of you, you got to deal with it. Now, Mesa, but if the donkey died, if it was taken into possession by the government, then the owner has to provide for him a new donkey. So says the Gemara. Bishleim le Rav le Kasha. So according to Rav, it's not difficult, the seeming contradiction between our Mishnah and the Braisa, because again, our Mishnah says Angaria, he could say Arisha Cholafanecha, whereas the Braisa is saying that Angaria has to provide for him a new donkey. So according to Rav, it's not difficult, because Khan in our Mishnah was talking about Angaria Chazaris, that where it comes back. So then he could say, Arishal Chalafanecha, okay, you lost part of it, but you can ultimately get it back. It's not like Mesa Nishbra. Whereas Khan here in the Brais is Bangari Shein Chazeres. Like Rav had said, where it's never going to come back. So then Chayv L'Hamaloi Chamar Acha, then he has to provide from another donkey. El L'Shmuel Kasha, according to Shmuel, it's difficult. How are we going to resolve the contradiction? Now, and Bechitem L'Shmuel Nam L'Kasha, everyone's going to say, what do you mean? Shmuel also had something, a differentiation, and therefore he could say that that's the difference between the Mishnah and the Brais, it's not a contradiction, because he'll say, wait, Khan in the Mishnah was Shebederech HaLichasinitla, that it was taken from him on the journey, on the road that he was taking, that we said he could say it's your mazel, and therefore HaRishal Chalafanecha. Whereas Khan over here in the Braise, Shaloi Bederech Halichas Nitla, the Braise that it was talking about a case where it was taken from him, not the road that he was taking. And therefore, like Shmuel said, then that's where the Allah is Chayv Chamor Achas, provide from another donkey. So maybe that wouldn't be difficult according to Shmuel either. And that has to give up, but you can't say that. Because Hamadik Tani Seifa, the end of that Braise, that what we quoted from the Braise was the Tanakhama. Then the Braise quotes, Reb Shimon Lazar Oimer, he says, oh, it depends. In Bederech Halichasa Nitla, if it was taken from him on the road that he was taking, then Oimer Lahar Rishol Chlofanecha, then they could tell him that, oh, this is yours, it's your mazel, take what you got. But Vim Lav, if it wasn't on the road that he was going, Chayv Lahamalei Chamor, then he has to provide from a new donkey. So says the Gemara, Machlal, the inference is, Del Tana Kama, that the first Tana, Loishanle, doesn't differentiate between the two, and doesn't make a difference if it was Bederech Halichasa or not. So we're back to the difficulty, the Tana Kama doesn't differentiate, and then we have the Mishnah, which are contradictory, if you say, Arishol Chalefanecha, or Chayv Lahamalei Chamor Acher. And you can't say the division that Reb Shimon had said, because here you have the Tanakama explicitly not differentiating from the fact that the next time Reb Shimon Lazar does differentiate. So Amlecha Shmuel would answer you. He says you're right, but Lav Mi Ikar Reb Shimon Lazar Dekoy Kavasi. But don't you see clearly from what Reb Shimon Lazar says? He says exactly like me that same division. I know the Amik Reb Shimon Lazar. You're right. I hold like Reb Shimon Lazar. You're right. Tanakama is not like me. I'm saying like Reb Shimon Lazar, who makes that differentiation of depends if it's on the road that he was taking or not. That would be the halacha to explain where, and that's how he would qualify the Tana of our Mishnah too, where although it's saying HaReichel Cha Lefanecha, that's only if it was on the road that he was taking. But if it wasn't, then it would be like Reb Shimon Lazar, who then it would be Chayv Lahamaloi Chamor Acher. That's one approach. Iboy same, or if you want, you could say that actually Kula Reb Shimon Lazar. Actually, everyone holds like Shmuel, because actually that whole Braisa, it's not a Tana Kama Reb Shimon Lazar, it's actually all one opinion of Reb Shimon Lazar. And therefore, that's he could still qualify the Mishnah like that too. With the Mishnah that said that HaReichel Cha Lefanecha is only because it was on the road that he was taking. But if not, then it would be like Reb Shimon Lazar had said. And V'chasur Mechser Bachar Ketanya, there are words missing the Braisa, and this is the way it's supposed to say it. It's all one Tana. If someone rents a donkey, vivrika einishtatis, and they got blind, or if it became mentally deranged, so then we said, you could tell him, here, this is yours in front of you, since it could still function like a donkey, albeit with much challenges, so it's your mazel. You got to deal with it. If it died, if it was taken into possession of the government, so then, like the Braisa said, it has to provide for a new donkey. But qualifies the Braisa. But remember, when did we say this by Angaria, that he has to give him a new donkey, if it was only taken from him on not the road that he was taking. But if it was taken from the road that he was taking, then it's his mazel. That's because you chose that path. Then that's how they do it. They take from whoever's going that way up until they get to the next guys. Then the owner could tell him, hey, this, you got to deal with it. It's yours in front of you. That is, as we continue top of Ayin Testament Aleph, Divrei Reb Shimon Lazar. Shahay Reb Shimon Lazar, it's not a new opinion, it's just providing the source material for the opinion that it's saying, because that's what Reb Shimon Lazar said. In Bederech Hilucha Nitla, if it was taken on the road that it was taking, then they can say, behold, this is yours in front of you. Vimlai, but if it was the other way, then Chayav Laham Alei Chamor, then they have to provide for him a new donkey. Now, in this interpretation, the Gemara asks, could really say the whole Braisa is the opinion of Reb Shimon Lazar? But for Katani Reisha, but one of the items mentioned in the Reisha of that Braisa says, Hasecha Asachamar, someone rents a donkey, Vivrika Eishanishtatza, and became blinded or became mentally deranged. So we said that the owner could tell him, here, this is yours, you got to deal with it. Now the problem with that is, V'ilu Reb Shimon Lazar Ama, but we have a Braisa that Reb Shimon Lazar is quoted as saying, Hasecha Asachamar, if someone rents a donkey, Lirka will have to ride on the donkey. Vivrika Oishanishtatza, and it becomes blind, it becomes mentally deranged. Chayv Lahamalukhamar. Reb Shimon Lazar says clearly not like the Reish of the Braisa, and he says that you have to provide for a new donkey. So how can you say that the whole Braisa is like Reb Shimon Lazar and to answer for Shmuel when the Reish obviously cannot be like Reb Shimon Lazar? On that, Amar Rabba Barav Hun, he says, no, actually, the Reish of the Braisa could be like Reb Shimon Lazar. But that other Braisa that he says that you have to provide a new donkey is because Lirka Valer Shani. That was talking about not that you just rented a donkey to take packages on it. It says clearly over there, Hasecha Sechamor, that he rented it Lirka V'leham. If he rented it to ride on it, that's different because if you have a donkey that's blind or mentally deranged, he might just fall off the bridge, or he might throw him into one of the pits over there. Now, that's very different. That is almost like Nishbro and Mesa, where he can't use such a donkey. It's not even hard, but it has utility. It has no utility whatsoever. That's why he said over there, Chayv Lahamalei Chamar Achar. But in the previous Braisa, he would agree, when you're just taking packages, where, yeah, you got to deal with it, and then you say, Arishal Chalafanecha. Now, Amra Papa, he just adds, he says, Ukliz Chuchis Kalirka Valeo Dami. If he wanted to transport glass vessels, then that's the same as someone who is renting the donkey to ride on it, where if you have a blind or mentally deranged donkey, it's the same for glass as if the animal broke or died, because again, if the animal is going to just not be, it's going to be very challenging. A regular package, okay, falls down, you'll put it back up. Glass is going to shatter. It's the same challenges as a person riding on it, and then we have the same halacha, like Rabbi Shimon Elazar says in the second brisa, that if it's hevrika aishin nishtatza, then it would be chayav lahamad loy chamar acher. But again, that could be still be an eligible second approach to resolve Shmuel with the contradiction between the Mishnah and the brisa, that again, there is no tamakama that would contradict his opinion, because it's obviously not differentiating as you see Rabbi Shimon Elazar does, and therefore the contradiction of the Mishnah and the brisa regarding the halacha of Angaria. No, it's all Rabbi Shimon Elazar, and it's all like the opinion of Shmuel, the way he qualifies the halacha of the Mishnah, that the halacha of Angaria of Harishal Chalafanecha is only if it was the road that he was taking, but if it was a different road, then everyone would agree, as is the opinion of Shmuel, not like Rav, that then if it would be another way, it would be Chayv Lahamad Loy Chamar Acher.